Good evening, everyone. I call the city council meeting for November 20th, 2023 to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good evening, everyone. First up is general communications, which is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have a couple. First, I'd like to congratulate West Bay Community Action. This past week, they gave away hundreds of Thanksgiving meals to residents of Warwick and of West Bay County. Not just a turkey, but they gave away full meals. Cars were lined up, and volunteers put the meals into each car that drove up, and it was raining on that day, and they still got in there. So I just want to congratulate West Bay Community Action and all the individuals and residents who donated to West Bay, so they were able to buy hundreds of meals for Warwick residents. I'd also like to make an announcement that the city is lighting the tree in front of Fair Arena on December 2nd, Saturday, December 2nd. There will be a number of different events from 5:30 to 8. They'll do the tree lighting. There'll be carolers. There'll be food trucks and free public skating at Fair. And finally, I'd also like to invite everyone to participate in the Strolling Rolling Apanag Winter Festival, which is going to take place on Saturday, December 9th at 9 a.m. There will be a holiday parade. At 10 o'clock in the morning, we will march around Apanag. We'd love to have you join. There will also be all-day events, food trucks, vendors. Santa Claus will be there. He is confirmed. Face painting and much more. There is a rain day for the next day if it does rain. However, we would have to cancel the parade because it would be around the same time as church services in Apanag. So let's hope for good weather and to have the first ever parade, winter festival on December 9th at 9 a.m. Are there any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events from members of the council? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very quickly, I would like to say thank you to West Bay Community Action for always assisting those who may need that little extra help during Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, there are more than I know to name. I've seen a lot of vehicles around. I've seen a lot of people in the shopping malls, in the shopping stores, looking for different things, preparing for these holidays, volunteers that are willing to do things and give time above and beyond their home and their table to help those who might need a help, whether it be a senior citizen who has no mobility to leave the house, or whether it be a family of someone who's in the hospital. There's been a massive uptick in people getting back out and doing these activities. So I just wanted to give a heartfelt thank you. And I want them to know that their actions are noticed. Not that they're doing it for that, but it really means a lot within this great city of Oz. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events for members of the council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on November 6, 2023. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next up is public comment. There's a sign-up sheet. Did last call on the sign-up sheet. Anyone else? Did you get a chance to sign up? I'm just going to read the, while she signs you up. So this is public comment, Rule 41. After general communications and prior to the consent calendar, at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. A, the total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly amongst speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of the speakers concluding their allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires a unanimous vote of the council. At this time, we have 9 individuals that have signed up to speak. We have eight individuals that have signed up to speak. The first speaker this evening is Phyllis. And could we just make sure the mic, Sergeant of Arms couldn't make the meeting today, so we just want to make sure the microphone is on.
I'm good. Thank you. Hi, so my name is Phyllis Stafford. I think I've spoke to most of you during the last...
Excuse me, I apologize.
Of course.
I just, to make it easier, I'd like to make a motion to give everybody 4 minutes. Is there any objection from anyone? 4 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I got 4 minutes. Okay, yes. So my reason here tonight is housing. And then there's so many homeless people. Yes, ma'am? Oh, my name is Phyllis Stafford. I live in Oakland Beach in Warwick, Rhode Island. I'm a lifelong Warwick resident, graduated from Tollgate, first graduating class. So my question is this. So how do we have so much abandoned property where 200 square feet could change a life? We have blighted land that's been abandoned for years. I'm not looking to build a tiny village. I just want to put a tiny house somewhere. For example, 690 Oakland Beach Avenue has been abandoned for almost 5 years. I paid a title search to be done and nothing on the books was there. My music teacher, Mr. Cryan, owned most of the property on Sandy Lane for many years now, which has been abandoned. We make decisions for two reasons, out of fear or out of love. Mine is out of fear. I have 3 weeks. I've been living in an attic where rats drop each night onto my bed. There are no windows. I don't have running water. Yes, I can call Minimum Housing and they can come and kick everybody out. But there are 6 mentally disabled people living there and they will have nowhere to go. So I applied for senior housing. I have spoke to many members of the committee. They know my issues. I have like wrongful evictions on me, so I cannot get senior housing, even though I keep applying and I'm doing that. So I'm here to seek help. for a zoning movement, which starts with the city council. They are the ones that motivate zoning. I'm going to be homeless in 3 weeks. I have no family. I'm 65 years old. Everybody in my life is dead. I'm a lifelong resident of Warwick. I have lived in servitude to this point. I've built hospitals around the world. I am the American Red Cross Person of the Year for 5 years in a row. I went to Hurricane Harvey, which started my nightmare of you know, wrongful evictions. Please don't make me regret helping people around the world, because right now in 3 weeks, I'm going to have nowhere to go. I'm going to become homeless. I have 3 tumors growing in me right now. I'm really sick. I have nowhere to go. I'm living in a house with no windows, no heat, rats dropping from the ceiling every night. But I'm grateful for that, because if it wasn't that, I'd live in a tent in the streets. So that's really all I want to say, is that why does Warwick have so much, you know, blighted, abandoned property, and they're not doing anything with it, where we could put a tiny house and pay rent every month? I know you're waiting to have like huge properties come in and make renovations and whatnot. I'm just trying to say, like, try to keep an open mind for people who are like me, senior citizens who have nowhere to go. And I put a deposit on a tiny house. I'm just looking for 200 square feet that I can put a tiny house that, you know, applies with all zoning issues and everything that I'm supposed to do. And I'm hoping that you guys might just give zoning a little bit of a jolt to say, hey, you know, there are people here who could really, you know, profit from this, and the city of Warwick would make money every month instead of abandoning this property. Yeah, I get it's a tax write-off and the city gets a lot of money every month, but yet
time is up, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next speaker this evening is Richard L.
Hello, Richard Langseth at Budlong Farm, and a couple of topics. Next Monday night is going to be a Harbor Management Commission meeting, and I would encourage all the city council members to attend. There will be many people there talking about rights of way, which are really important to all of us. Topic number two is the airport. I understand that the engineer from the airport wrote to the city demanding that the city sell streets east of Palace Avenue, so that they could put in noise mitigation for this new freight port, if you will. And I just want the city council to understand that there are many people who use these streets. They walk their dogs on these streets. They drive down to the airport on them. These streets are for public use. And for the airport to think that the city would sell them the streets without going through a hearing process is ludicrous. The state requires that the city council notice a hearing and hold a hearing, and the people can describe how they use the streets, and then the city council can see if the streets are not being used, and if they're not being used, then be abandoned. That really has to happen. Very, very important. And you know, the lady who was there before me touched my heart. We really need to do things for people, smaller lots. There are many smaller lots in Warwick that could be used. And I know we're going to have a hearing about it later, but I just thought I'd bring that to your attention now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is John C. Callis, C-A-L-I-S-E-A.
Thank you, Mr. President. My name is John Calise. I'm a homeowner in Ward 1. The reason for my coming to speak this evening is I have a concern regarding the fees that are being charged in the event that someone is late in paying their quarterly taxes. Recently, I inadvertently wrote a check, failed to mail it, And when I recognized that I failed to mail it in a timely fashion, I went to pay the money's owed directly. When I made the payment, I was told that there was going to be a fee charged as a result of a late payment, which is fine with me. And let me say that I've been a resident of Warwick for over 30 years, and I don't think I've ever failed to make a payment on my taxes. And I'm completely happy with the services that I've received as in exchange for the real estate taxes that I pay. So I'm not complaining, no complaint there. The fee that was charged was over $100, and it was an $800-some-odd quarterly payment that was owed, and I was about maybe 12 days late on the payment. Fortunately, I could simply write an additional check, and I made the payment immediately. But afterwards, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking how many people who live in my area are elderly people, and thinking about those people and whether or not that those fees are targeting a population of people who may be falling behind, and those fee, whether or not those fees really are exorbitant. And I just want to put that out there because, like I said, I could pay the fee, but I know many people who can't. So I just want to share that for your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Roger C.
Good evening. My name is Roger C. Cerisi. I live in Arnold's Neck area, Ward 7. And before I start, sir, I just want to know if those pictures were passed around. Those pictures are worse. What's that? So as everybody else had a chance to look at them, so that's a big part of what I want to talk about, because seeing is believing, and a picture is worth 1,000 words. So I like them to look at the pictures of the area that's being destroyed in my neighborhood, if that's okay.
Sir, the stage of the evening that we are in right now is a special type of public comment called Rule 41, where it is an opportunity for you to speak on anything.
Okay.
The interactive conversation that I believe you may be seeking is later in the evening on that particular project.
You mean later in this evening?
Yes.
So I'd have to hang out to the end. No, I'm just asking. That's
the process. So... Clerk, you can resume the time. Just wanted to explain where we are.
Okay, I appreciate that. I've been going back and forth with Mr. Councilman, Mr. McAllister, about the area in the Arnold's Neck area coming down from Midgley. Can I have those pictures back? Because I have some notes on those.
Sir.
And it's all about the area in Mary's Creek.
We'll pause your time, but this is the last time we're going to pause your time. You have as much time as everybody else, but.
So Mary's Creek, I'm going to make this fast. Mary's Creek is a protected environment. They have birds there, animals. And that's why I wanted you folks to see these pictures. I've been there for 17 years. And I've never seen so many cars parked there, trucks taking pictures, ruining the vegetation, blocking traffic. And the emergency vehicles or any other vehicle can't even go down that road. And there's one blind turn when you go around that you can't even see till you get. I have pictures of like 4 or 5 cars on that road. The road's not even big enough for 2 Priuses, which I have one. Neither does the bridge. They're obstructing traffic, causing a commotion. They park in the road. Okay, I get what you're saying. It's a public road. It's not Rocky Point. You, or Crescent Park. You just don't park and take pictures and stay there with lawn chairs, drinks, and everything else on a public road. They're in the middle of the road. And when I talked to you, sir, you said there were going to be signs put there, no parking. You lied to me. And then when I was here last time, I had to give up two students that I make money with, okay, to come here, and you scratched it. You just dumped everything. So I've never experienced that before, except for one other politician.
You have
I don't do politics or anything, but the place is being destroyed, folks. There it is. That used to be vegetation. There's a truck on the main road. There's a bus full of kids trying to go by, and they can't even go by with that bend in the road. Their cars are running. They're hurting the wildlife. They're causing all kinds of problems there. If you see these pictures, you won't believe it. They're polluting Mary's Creek. It's not Rocky Point. Okay, I get you. It's a public road. You go by, you take a picture. That's great. That's awesome, you know. But you don't stay there for an hour and talk and drink and all. And they're rude. And the people are rude. I'm saying, excuse me, you're blocking traffic. And these people are not millennials. They're people 67 years old throwing F-bombs at me, calling me an a-hole. Excuse me. It's just rude, and it's using as a dump area.
Thank you, sir.
It's your time is up, sir.
There it is. It's the Johnston landfill.
Thank you, sir.
Couches there. There's couches there. There's everything else that's thrown in that
area.
Sir,
your time is up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next speaker is Lisa M.
And you went back on your word.
Hello, Lisa McDuff from Ward 7, Arnold's Neck. Just to reiterate what Mr. Cerisi said, I've been a resident of Warwick for 27 years in the same house, same area, and I see it deteriorating year by year with no assistance from anyone, no matter who I've reached out to, DPW, DEM, CRMC, Steve McAllister, and I can go on, and also Mayor Picozzi. So here is just one piece of garbage, not even garbage, landfill material that I have picked up. Okay, every week I'm picking up garbage and landfill debris along Mary's Creek. Here's one. How would you like this in your yard, in your area, where you live, where you want to feel safe? Here's one, okay? This, everyone, this is just a piece of what we have to deal with in Arnold's Neck, along with a bag full of rusted sockets or whatever they may be. That's just one. There was a couch there left 2 weeks ago, okay? We had to call minimum housing. My husband and I are the only two in the neighborhood who really care about Arnold's Neck and Mary's Creek, okay? I can go on. I can reiterate what he's already said. But, Mr. McAllister, you went against what you said. You were going to take care of the issue. I'm driving down the road, and we're getting cars parked on each side of Midgley Avenue, going left, going right, north, south. We can't get by, okay? We sent you pictures of a fire engine trying to get by on Midgley. School buses, the Water Authority, so much, and you're ignoring it. I'm just getting very, very upset. I just want you to make it right. I want to be safe and happy in the house I bought. And you're preventing that from happening. You're letting people litter. You're letting them take over the area with trash, sitting on lawn chairs on a public road. It's a public road to be driven on, walked on with people with their kids and their dogs. And now it's turned into a dump. So I look to you to make it right.
Thank you. The next speaker is Barbara W.
What? Hi, folks. Happy to be back. I want to thank the council for taking up a lot of the environmental issues that some of us have been asking about for many years. I may speak to that later. For this particular couple minutes, I want to start by thanking Councilman McAllister for his letter to the editor in the Beacon last week. I think we need to be talking much more about the environment in this city. I think we haven't done a good job with that. I think some of you care about some things, maybe in your own wards, but we need to think about the city as a whole, and I don't really see that happening. The climate crisis is a disaster waiting to happen. My generation has completely screwed up our planet, and it is dying. And unless you and your generations and probably your children and maybe grandchildren as well take different actions, we're not going to have a healthy or even an alive planet. We're losing a million species. What right do we have to make a million species go extinct in our lifetimes? We shouldn't have that right, but we do it every day by our callous behavior. So I'm asking that you follow up and pay more attention to the environment in the city. We should have solar on all public building rooftops. We shouldn't have to pay electric bills. We should have solar panels on the rooftops or on the parking lots. We should be doing a lot more of that kind of proactive stuff, which isn't even progressive anymore. It's just common sense, and we're not doing it. I don't think we're doing enough to protect marshes and creeks and rivers and waterfront. Some of the comments made here tonight are accurate. People are destroying those areas. They don't treat them with respect. And so the more you try to save, and I strongly applaud you for all that, it doesn't mean it will be saved in perpetuity. It means it gets a respite. And we need to think longer term about all of these issues. And I'm hoping that you will, that you all will. And if there's anything I can do to help, I'll certainly do that. And I thank Councilman McAllister for that letter to the Beacon. I think that's a good first step. And I hope we all can do more to help Warwick survive, maybe thrive, but I don't know. That might be a little too late. But anyway, thank you. Good to be back.
Thank you. The next speaker is Rob C.
Good evening, Rob Cody, Ward 7. I just wanted to give you guys a brief update on the latest on the Warwick, City of Warwick versus the Warwick Fire Department on the unused sick pay scheme as of November 14th. You'll recall that 27 months ago, the legal brief and the third party CPA fraud examiner's documents were made public after the ethics complaint that I made was validated. On August 18th, Mayor Picozzi said he was going to file for restitution and file a lawsuit against the Warwick Fire Department. Unfortunately, he waited 14 months to do so. And in those 14 months, the statute of limitation on legal malpractice ran out against his lawyer, Peter Ruggiero, who was the person who signed on board to this, where the taxpayers of Warwick got absconded to the tune of about $611,000. They received an itemized list of each man to the penny how much they were overpaid through the unused sick pay scheme. It's 144 men. I have the list as well. Unfortunately, the corner office and his appointed attorneys filed a lawsuit against 256 men. They filed defendants as people that had already retired from the City of Warwick Fire Department prior to the implementation of the fraud and the theft. And they also named defendants of people that had not even been employed by the City of Warwick when the theft scheme ended. So now they had to dismiss that. It took 14 months and not all of the people were served. And the city wasn't even smart enough to use a state law, which is called alternative service. You don't have to hand deliver a summons to everybody when you have a class action lawsuit. But for some reason, the ineptness on this city solicitor didn't realize that. So on November 14th, the firefighters' attorneys put forth a motion to dismiss based upon that the mayor did not name the city council in the lawsuit, which I have no idea why he would do that because the city council had nothing to do with it. The point is now I'm hearing through my people that the mayor is going to say, oh, we're not going to pursue this anymore because it's going to cost too much to serve everybody all over again, all 144 people. Rhode Island state law, it's called alternative service. All you need to do in a situation like this is amend your lawsuit and serve the defendant's attorney. That's what needs to be done. What I can't understand for the life of me, a first-year law student would have done something different. Like I said 27 months ago, you immediately garnish the wages of the firefighters that stole money from these people, these taxpayers, and then you file a malpractice lawsuit against Peter Ruggiero and let the City of Warwick Fire Department sue the city. The state law, the Supreme Court precedent specifically states that no contract, no collective bargaining agreement can be modified in any way without being put forth before the legislative branch of government and a public meeting. And that never happened. They engaged in a theft scheme, they stole money, and the mayor and his city solicitor best go and recoup that money. You're looking at $400,000 just on that end and $225,000 for going to hire YKSM to go and chase our money. You got all the documents. How they made these errors is beyond me. But the mayor, he really should think about getting legal counsel that knows the basic fundamental rules of the state of Rhode Island, because clearly the ineptness in that department is costing us all money. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have one more speaker. Mr. Taliali, I'm sorry, I can't read the handwriting.
Thank you.
Apologize, sir.
Good evening, neighbors. Jim Taliani in Ward 6. And the first lady who talked tonight, I think, touched most of our souls. The ongoing comments from this podium tonight was that things in this city have not been getting done for a very long time. Everyone who came up here tonight has been up here before about talking about the same old issues. And nothing is getting done, and things are getting worse. And it seems like if somebody comes up here and comments on it, that's the death toll, and then nothing gets done. I've been up here talking in the last 2 years twice. I've talked to, I'm in Ward 6. I've talked to my councilwoman twice about this. I've talked to the mayor's office about things getting worse, particularly city property, particularly things with trash, particularly with things like it being unsafe for children to get on and off the school buses. Thank goodness Ward 5 councilman, I read your article in the paper about your concerns about the safety of our children. I haven't been able to do anything in my neighborhood. I've only been at it for 4 years, and you guys are deaf. Finally, what happened in my neighborhood is the school bus driver moved the location because the city wouldn't do anything about it, and it's worse today. The last time I called my councilwoman about 4 months ago, and she's yet to return my call. Neighbors, we have to do something as citizens to get our elected people to do something for us, or we need to get new people. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we're moving to number one, which is the consent calendar. We're back on the agenda here. Number one is PCR 122-23, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-262, 2024-287, 2024-225, 2024-226, 2024-051, 2024-253, 2024-271, 2024-252, 2024-272, 2024-257, 2024-230, 2024-276. That concludes the bid calendar, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Foley. Yes.
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 Ms. Travis.
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. Consent calendar passes. Councilman Howe, I believe 4 items were removed from the consent calendar. Councilman Howe, first one.
Formerly bid 2024-083 Bravo, now PCR 123-23. Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We're speaking about PCR 123-23. Okay. So, as you heard me testify in committee, I will not be supporting this item. And we've been down this road before. I've discussed ad nauseum about departments, or I should say, various departments moving to award bids or include them as vendors when they didn't bid on the book of business in the first place. That, I think, is counterproductive from a business perspective, makes no sense whatsoever why one would want to go against the bidding process. Certainly would, in my opinion, be extremely problematic to the vendors that do bid. They take the time to go through the efforts of formulating a bid, to doing the paperwork, to submitting their bids, so they can be considered as a vendor of this city. And then the department heads, or head in this particular case, says, you know what? We need to expand the vendor list, and we're going to go ahead and include vendor or vendors who never bid on it at all. I don't know why vendors don't bid. Perhaps there's this thought process now with this type of thing occurring that, well, you know what, maybe we don't have to divulge our numbers right now because we may get selected as a vendor anyways. So why go through the motions and the work and the time and the cost of submitting a bid? I believe that's wrong. You don't want to take the time to do the bid. You don't want to participate in the bid process. Then you don't belong in the bid process. So I will be voting no on this item. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in Finance Committee? Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded for favorable action. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
No.
Six yes, three no, motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Second item that was removed from the consent calendar, Councilman Howe.
Bid 2024-200 Bravo, repair parts for snowplows to add additional vendors. Now PCR 124-23. Committee voted favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, for all the reasons that I stated earlier, and I could certainly sit here from a business perspective and elaborate on this a lot longer, but I'm not going to do that. I think that this is a bad business practice. It is unfair to the vendors that go through the process to be selected and chosen as a provider of services. I will be voting no on this as well.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
Just feel like this bears noting, especially with all the people we heard coming up and saying that there's certain things in the city that has not been getting done despite their complaints requesting it get done. From a practical perspective, we're talking about bids that would likely have to go back out to bid again if they're not being handled the way they're being currently handled, which means all the items that are trying to get resolved by those bids will not be resolved, and it will keep happening. And many of us in the council are aware that over the years, we've had a harder and harder time, and it's not just us, it seems to be statewide, with getting vendors to respond on RFPs. So yes, we're in an unfortunate situation by those circumstances, and it seems like this is the best way forward for now, with making do with what we can to get things done, as opposed to just putting more and more on the back burner. And how do you explain to a resident, oh, we didn't do XYZ because we need to go out for bid again? We could have done it, we could have handled it, but you know, it wasn't ideal, so we just kicked it again and again. I mean, I get it, it's okay to and fair to complain that this is not the way we want it done. It's not the way probably anybody wants it done, but it's the way it's getting done because currently that's the way it has to get done. So at that point, I feel like the pragmatic approach is the best approach.
Thank you, Councilman Sinapi. Any other questions from anyone? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Things are not getting done through the city in a lot of wards, and it's not even to do with the vendors. I got a perfect example of someone saying that nothing get done. I have sent, and I got documentation, I have sent information about Tweed and Hollis being cleaned up because it turned into a dumping corner. Six times at least, with definitely talking to different people, that it's actually in the mayor's hands right now, and I'm still waiting for answers. So, I mean, by doing it this way, I mean, exactly what Councilman Lattiser said, the people that did bid are going to feel like, hey, why am I bidding? When they decide if they want to add another person, I'm just going to do it. But I have a serious problem of a lot of things not getting done. And that's why I asked for a special meeting with the mayor and some of the department heads so we can sit down so people can pass the buck to each other and then we find out what is going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Councilman Ricks.
Just a general comment that for members of the public who may not be familiar, if there is an emergency and something truly is needed in a hurry, the city does have abilities through, for example, Section 56.6, I believe Section 610, that there are different circumstances, different provisions in the ordinances where the city can go out and immediately take care of a purchase and then either come back to the city council or go through a proper process. That's not something that's, it's certainly not a first resort. We try to bring everything through the bidding process, but there are ways that in an emergency situation, the city is going to be able to make purchases and take the appropriate actions. That's all, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else hasn't had a chance to speak yet? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to Councilman Ricks for bringing up that point. In addition to those items that he referenced, the mayor also has something that's called a 3-3, and the mayor can immediately appoint or direct or make an order to get something if it's that dire of a situation. During my career over the years, I've bid on work in a lot of cities and a lot of towns. And I don't ever recall someone saying, don't worry about it. If you don't bid and we need a bid, we'll just, you know, go ahead and add on another vendor. That makes no business sense whatsoever. It is just destroys competition. It discourages people from going through the process of bidding. And by the way, in the 11 years that I've been here, this is something that I've only seen recently starting to occur. I don't recall this type of thing happening up until recently. And again, I won't be voting for it. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Very quickly, I want to clarify a few comments that were made. First of all, the way the city has always done it, and I'm not going to get into a debate, but again, I want to educate the public. One, the mayor has made it very, and I'm not the mayor's speaking point, but being the finance chair and talking to the administration a lot and not just trying to do it in front of the public or, you know, not trying to do it to make a point of just one particular thing. My responsibility as the finance chair is have good communication with the administration. The mayor has made it very clear he will not use 56 sixes or 3-3s because he prefers to go through the public comment and the proper process of including the city council in all decisions. Now, as far as the bids go, the only time that they ask for additional vendors, it could be because of first right of refusal of those who won the bids. First right of refusal, they may not have someone who's a specialist in the office at the time for the part they need. They may be a delayed order, so they can turn it down. For whatever the reason, to go on what Councilman correctly stated, this is something that is, yes, we're opening up to people who didn't bid, but it's getting us the parts to give us the city services that the citizens, as we heard this evening, have asked to get and receive that they pay the taxes for. This is a proactive measure. So yes, I can agree with the fact that we're adding vendors who didn't bid, but we are also being proactive and we are also taking extra steps. I don't want to go back and forth, but this committee and the members of this committee understand and work with the administration so that there's a point as to why they're making these requests. And one of the big problems we're running into is first right of refusal of the bidders, or the bidders just downright telling us we can't do it. So then what do? And it goes right back to what Councilman Sinapi said. We then have to go out to bid, which is a multi-step process. So this allowing additional vendors of who do the job, including many Warwick businesses, have that right to take it. So I'll thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded for favorable action. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
No.
Thank you. Motion passes. The third item that was pulled from the consent counter, Councilman Howe.
Bid 2024-2001 Bravo, repair parts for sand and salt spreaders, additional vendors. Now is PCR 125-23. Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments on this? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd also like to point out to members of the public that particularly over the past couple of years, I've also supported this particular thing where the departments, particularly with tires and auto parts and other strategic pieces of equipment, the department heads have been awarding the bids to numerous vendors. In some cases, we might have three or four or five different vendors. So to put a point that, this is some, if a bidder decides they don't want to do it, we're kind of like, all alone. We need to do something else. I don't believe that to be the case. And the issue of the numbers, so when you don't even know what the bid is, or you don't know what the numbers are, or that new vendor who did not bid is given a contract, we have no clue what we're paying for. We have no idea. Were they below the low bidder? Were they above the low bidder? Were they the high bidder? Makes no sense. I will not be supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, just for the record, this additional vendors is being awarded for repair parts for sand and salt spreaders. I don't know about you, but I know if a street isn't sanded or salted when it's an icy night, the constituents don't want to hear the reasoning of why we turned it down. They want to know that the street's going to get taken care of. This takes care of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded for favorable action. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
McAllister?
Yes.
Foley?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Thank you. Motion passes. The fourth item that was pulled off the consent calendar, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2024-288 is now PCR 126-23, and that was moved favorable action with amendments.
Okay, for action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action with amendments.
Second by Councilman Foley, and if you could just state the amendment.
Yes, sir. The bid came to us with an amount of $4,342.03. The police department requested an increase due to an invoice of $352.13, therefore making PCR 126-23 a total payable amount of $4,694.16.
Okay, that is the amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment. Yes.
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 Okay, Councilman Howe, would you like to move that favorably as amended?
I make a motion favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended. Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes as amended. Okay, now we are moving on to referred business. So these will be the three public hearings. So I just want to make a couple of statements on the process so everyone is aware, and then we will open these up. So we're going to take each one individually. So we'll go through the entire one. If it's up to the council at the end to take a vote, they will take a vote. We will finish that, and then we'll move on to the second one. Again, we'll have to open it up for a new public hearing. We'll go through the process again. I ask that any individuals that are speaking, just please speak into the microphone and clearly state their name and where they live. We have a stenographer here, so please speak slowly and into the microphone. So the way that we have the process here is we will get a committee report. We will get it second. We will open the public hearing. We will then have a petitioner come and present the item before us. Then I will ask council members if they have any questions. Once the council have asked their questions, I will then open it up to the public. We will first ask if there are any individuals to speak in favor of the project that's before us. We will then ask if there's anyone here that speak against the project that is before us. And then we'll also have a third opportunity if any individuals that are here that would like to be heard on the project one way or the other. So everyone will have an opportunity to speak. You can speak on all three if you would like as well. So first up this evening is PCO 21-21, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to implement the comprehensive plan. Committee report. Land use.
Recommend opening public hearing.
Okay. Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Howe. All those in favor in opening a public hearing, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Any opposed? Okay. We are now in the public hearing. Is there anyone here to speak on PCO 21-22 from the administration? This is Council President on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. So this will be the administration that will present this.
Good evening, Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. This particular hearing is in regards to zone changes. In particular, there are a number of properties that are city-owned that are either under passive recreational uses, active recreational uses. In many cases, they were donated to the city for the same purpose, that is to not be developed, but for conservation reasons. And the planning board provided the council with a positive advisory opinion on changing the zoning of all these parcels to open space. One of the things that has come up with a number of residents I did speak with, oftentimes you'll see properties that were not included in this particular list that are near in proximity to the land we're looking at. More often than not, those are tax title properties. We left those off the list for now, and we're just dealing with city-owned properties. So you'll see the likes of like Rocky Point, Dolly Farm, parcels up in Passyonquas Cove, and a number of different parcels that are in the list that you have. So without, you know, belaboring it, I'm here to answer any questions, and maybe we can get to the hearing. And you did actually get input and support from the Land Trust. I think there are members here who can speak to this as well. And I'll be here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Director. And as you stated in the packets that was made available, you can see all the properties that we are talking about. Are there any questions from members of the council on PCO 21-22? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. First, I would like to thank our planning director and the planning department for all of their work on this. And of course, the Land Trust and its members who also put in work on this and really helped to be that impetus to take a closer look at all of these different parcels. In particular, I know that Mike Zarum and I had some conversations on this early on, and I'd like to thank him for really being one of those people who put it on my radar. And I know that, you know, on paper, it looks like just a list of an Excel spreadsheet. It looks amorphous. It's multiple pages long, and it, you know, it doesn't look like much when it's sitting here on paper, just an Excel spreadsheet or the like. But you know what? These are literally hundreds of properties that we can now have a much more solid guarantee that these open spaces are going to be properly preserved forever. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Any other questions or comments from members of the council at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to move to the public hearing.